Less than a year from now, one of two reactors at New York's Indian Point nuclear power plant will be permanently shut down. The second is slated for closure by April 30, 2021. Indian Point is in Buchanan, where Teresa Knickerbocker is mayor. Indian Point is the largest employer and taxpayer in the village and surrounding communities. A bill recently introduced by Democrat Sandy Galiff in the state assembly would allow spent fuel rods, whether stored in pools or dry cask storage, to be taxed as real property. And with Buchanan standing to lose close to 50% of its revenue from Indian Point's closure, Knickerbocker welcomes the possibility of making up for some of the loss.
You know what? We have to live in reality here. We are not going to replace the $3 million that we're losing. But we've worked on so many different things to mitigate the loss. So we've looked at our cost structure. We've looked at our expenses. We've looked at potential other new revenue. And you know what? This is one of the things, potential new revenue.
She says securing a new revenue source from storing spent fuel would be novel in New York.
You know, I have to really spell it out first. I really have to say that it's not about the money, okay? We would prefer that that spent fuel was sent where it needs to go, final repository. But since the federal government has not figured out where to put this, and we are becoming a de facto storage facility, then our community, the Village of Buchanan, should definitely be compensated for that. It has never been taxed before in New York State because it was never considered a permanent structure.
What kind of money are you looking at in terms of being, you know, would it be you would get taxes from
it would
being
be,
a facility in your village?
It would, yes. It would be assessed. It would be given a value, an assessment value, and then we would, you know, from that be able to figure out what the exact tax on that would be. So you'd have to figure out, my understanding, each one of those casks is worth $1 million. So we're going to have approximately 125 casks on two cement pads on the property.
Have you reached out elsewhere in the country?
I have.
To elected officials who were in your position?
Yes.
And has it been useful?
Yes. I am part of a group of people who are also facing nuclear power plant closures. And we have conference calls, and we're looking to set up a meeting in the near future because we're all in the same boat. So, you know, by working together, you know, and some of the plants have already been closed. So it's kind of, you know, you look to people for experience, you know, so what, looking back now, what coulda, woulda done? What coulda, woulda, shoulda? What should I have done? What would I have done differently? So it's good to be working with these people that are on the forefront of this. And we're basically on the forefront too, because there were 104 nuclear power plants and it's scaling down. I think we're at 96 or 97 now. So we're on the forefront of what's happening with the nuclear industry.
The surprise January 2017 announcement that an agreement had been reached to permanently close Westchester County-based Indian Point left Knickerbocker scratching her head about a new pilot or payment in lieu of taxes deal.
You know what? When we renegotiated the pilot a couple of years ago, you know, we all felt, you know, because we did it. We went in with the school. We went in with the town. We all went in with a group pilot. And you know, the plants were supposed to be operational till 2034. So that, like, none of us had a thought that, you know, that would be something we would be facing immediately, you know, that we'd have to deal with. So, yeah, it was quite a surprise.
Knickerbocker says she just focused on how to move forward.
When you see me panic, that's when it's time to panic. But I'm not panicking because we're working on so many different things. And I know my board teases me all the time because I say, there's a lot of balls in the air. There's a lot of balls in the air. And they're just, you know, they laugh at me. And I'm like, but there is. There's a lot of different things that are happening. So I'm not panicking. You know, we have a game plan and we're moving forward with it.
And part of that game plan includes economic development, along with exploring shared services with the county and other municipalities. Knickerbocker addresses work on the State Indian Point Closure Task Force, of which she's a member.
They had D.L. English come in and do a study on the 240 acres that Entergy has. And they had picked out different pieces of property that were potential for redevelopment. But what we always have to remember is we don't own the property. Entergy owns the property. So, but what I'm kind of, I have a little hope here because Holtec is by the end of the year, said they would do this thing that's called the PSDAR, which is the post-shutdown decommissioning activities report. So that's supposed to be done by the end of December or the first quarter. And what that is the roadmap to how the decommissioning will be done and the cost estimate. So once that's finished, they'll be able to look at their property and say, or Entergy property, and say, you know, we might not need these 20 acres here. We might not. I don't know if they would be open to selling off a few of the parcels, which would help us tremendously. I have not met with Holtec yet, but we are setting up a meeting soon. That's coming. So, you know, there's that. There's other properties in the village that are potential for development. And there's also, we have a couple of different very interesting companies coming in, so asking about the village. So I'm like, okay, you know, and not just for that property, but for other different things in the village. So it's not going to be one thing. It's going to be a combination of things that's going to mitigate our loss.
She says a biotech firm had inquired but needed the site ready within the year, which the village wasn't sure it could pull off in time. She says another business is looking for financing but declined to speak more about it. In April, Indian Point's parent company, Entergy, announced it would sell the plant after shutting down to a subsidiary of Holtec International. Meantime, Knickerbocker is up for re-election to a fourth two-year term in March 2020.
You know what? I would like to, the next 2 years, to get the village in a stable position. You know, I'd like to stabilize, you know, where we are and get some things settled. There is also a potential, there might be a potential to renegotiate with Entergy. So that's another one of the balls in the air. So, you know, I'm like really on top of everything, you know, because I've been here since the beginning of when this all rolled out. So it's like, and by the time, between all the meetings, my discussions with the NRC, my task force, everything, by the end of this, and I laugh because I never wanted to be a nuclear scientist, but by the time this is over, I'll probably be a nuclear decommissioning expert.
What do you mean renegotiate with Entergy?
There might be potential to sit down with them to look at the pilot to see if we can, you know, change something there. So, but nothing's in stone.
Independent Teresa Knickerbocker is mayor of the village of Buchanan, home to the Indian Point Nuclear Power Plant. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Peekskill.